This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on May 25th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. But a lot of people did last night, and that was great. But if you didn't, I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best deal, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 3 big hours for Monday Night Trivia. And if you're just listening to the stream and wondering why it started a couple minutes late, you're kind of like me. I've been arguing with the computer the entire time, and what I realize is I got to get some new computers in here on some of this. But now we are streaming. We are together. We're on the radio on 720 WGN, which of course has a wonderful stream as well. And we're all equipped to play Monday Night Trivia. So with that in mind, new question, no straggler. That's right. Of course, you can have your own category, you know, and everybody knows something about something. So pick out your own category. We'll ask you a question. Or pick out something like charts or lyrics or something fun, whatever you want. But as for my question, all right, and this is a courtesy of James on the South Side. And I admit, I knew the answer right away, but I said, it's such a great question. I'm going to ask it anyway, and we'll see who else knows it right away. Cost savings were on the agenda for every major U.S. airline in the 1980s. Like it's different today. Well, one airline came up with an easy way to save $40,000 a year. Very easy way. What did they do? All right, not a lot of money, but hey, every dollar counts when you're hemorrhaging. So $40,000 a year from one small move that an airline made. What was that move? 888-876-5593. Now, that's the deal with me, but you are the star of trivia. And Ruth always comes up with a different category, and all of them are interesting. So, Ruth, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Thank you so much for taking the call.
Napoleon,
well,
huh?
We will remember long after yesterday's gone. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Did you play the Louis Armstrong song, If, by any chance?
No, but I have it on the list.
All right, that's okay.
All right.
Now, for the reason for my question, Napoleon won the Preakness, the horse Napoleon.
All right.
And I was at a Memorial Day parade, maybe about 5 or 6 years ago, and I saw somebody that I hadn't seen for years, and it's a wonderful thing when you go back and you think there's absolutely no one you knew previously, and you find someone there, and it is, and you see them and recognize them. And I gave her a rose with an American flag on it. Rose Barlow was her name, and she asked me if I made it, and I said no. But I just should ask Rose, because on my high school trip to Mount Vernon, overlooking the Potomac, I told a fellow student from St. Mary's, I've lived here before at George Washington's home. I recognize everything in the house, but I don't know why I recognized it or any reason why, and I just left it at that time. So Across the street at this Memorial Day parade was a cannon, and it had been there. It was no accident. Someone had a hand in it long before we ever knew. So that's the lyrics from a song. And that cannon was where someone with a December rose, who listen up here, December 5th, the birthday, was there as an employee. And there were police officers from a department, and they said to me, "We all feel like we know you." Well, I didn't say much. Loose lips sink ships. So that was said then. And now, with the cannon left there in a beautiful array of flags around it, I thought how apropos it would be, since Napoleon the horse won the Preakness, to ask a trivia question about the cannon, Napoleon the cannon.
And we'll get there. Firstly, your long explanation was great. I got to clean the entire studio. Thank you for that. All right. Now, with that in mind, let's talk. And yes, Napoleon Solo, of course, did win, but not all that much of a race because, of course, the Kentucky Derby winner, Golden Tempo, didn't participate. But all right. So now, let me find my question about Napoleon. Napoleon actually suffered from a great fear. What was he afraid of? Hello, operator.
Napoleon. No, I was asking about the cannon, the Civil War cannon.
Well, it says Napoleon here. So I don't know anything about cannons. It doesn't say cannon. It says Napoleon. All right. So you want a cannon question? Well, you'll have to hold on. I'll have to find one. Don't go away.
All right. Thank you.
So, I'm at the mercy of John trying to ferret out what it is you want to do. And then he writes it on the screen, of course. So we'll hold on for Ruth, and I'll find Napoleon's cannon. Oh, God, help me. Well, I say no matter what the category, we have something for you. So Napoleon's cannon will be a trivia question. But right now, we're going to do something sane, and that's charts with Barry in New Hampshire. Barry, how's it going?
Hey, Wally, I can't follow that.
No, there's no, but literally, I meant to clean the studio and also get the chart books in place and all that. And Ruth gave me the opportunity to do all that.
So, but last week, I did shots from 75, but I'm going to do 65 this week.
All right.
And the other thing I want to say, when I was in Austin, I saw a performer. He won Blues Album of the Year, and he has a song called "While I'm Young," and he sounds like Sam Cooke.
Uh-huh.
If you ever want to play that, so his name is D.K. Harrell.
Okay.
H-A-R-E-L-L. So if you can play that song and. Let me think. If you think that sounds like Sam Cooke, even though he's, I said he's mostly a blues singer.
Okay, yeah, I'm aware of him, and I will absolutely look for that. And the song, let me write this down on something, because otherwise, I'm going to forget this. So let me find the official request list that I usually don't. Usually is the operative word. Don't throw out. So now let's. Let's see. No, those are news questions. All right. Well, I'm still looking, still checking. Let's see. Here we go. WGN. All right. Let's save this for tomorrow. So I'll see it tomorrow so I can play it tomorrow. And this is just so organized, unlike me in every way. All right. So let's see. All right. So we are ready for DK Harrell's song that you wanted.
Right.
What is it?
While I'm Young. Yep.
Harrell.
While I am young.
While I'm Young.
It's on the Right Man album. It's his album, his first album, CD that he released.
Okay. Barry from New Hampshire. I'm writing down who wants to hear this. And we'll see if I actually can do it. I think I can.
Okay.
All right. Good deal. There are a lot of live things in Austin that are actually fun. There's a place called Esther's Follies, and they do the best pantomime of a Patsy Cline record I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, absolutely. But I can't think of that many good things about Austin. I knew I was in trouble when they told me about the bats and the bridge, and I thought, this is a selling point? All right, so here we go. We'll do the week. We've either got the choice of the week of May 29th or June 5th of 1965, so we'll pick June 5th because that's really probably about what it was. All right. Number one, Help Me Rhonda.
Beach Boys.
Yeah. Number two, Woolly Bully.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Yes. Number three, Back in My Arms Again.
Supremes.
Yes. Number four, Crying in the Chapel.
Elvis?
Yes, the Elvis version is absolutely right. Well, we know it wasn't the Orioles, but okay. And that's great. Number five, Ticket to Ride.
Beatles.
Of course. Number six, Mrs. Brown, You Have a Lovely Daughter.
Peter Noon, Hermit Hermits.
Yes, absolutely. Number seven, I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. Yeah, you're going to do
Temptation?
No, give me another one. Quick.
Box tops.
Oh God, I was hoping for the four tops, but that's all right.
Four tops, that's right.
You're welcome to you can get three wrong and still win. So we're at number eight, so you're doing well. Just a Little. And it was on Autumn Records. It came out of San Francisco, but the group was meant to fool people that they were British, but they weren't.
Just a Little. Can I hear
cry
it?
Cry Just a Little, because the other hit they had was Laugh, Laugh.
Oh, Cry Just a Little. Oh, I know that song.
Yeah, and you know Laugh, Laugh, I Thought I'd Die. That's a big hit. So,
Psychotic Reaction.
No, don't do that. No, don't do that. Keep going. You can do this. Like I say, they tried to act British. And their name was actually the name of the Beau Brummels. Yes, the Beau Brummels is correct. All right. Okay. So number nine, Engine, number nine. Kind of Country. On Smash.
Okay.
He's a guy. Does
the I'm not sure.
Well, that's all right. It's Roger Miller.
It is Roger Miller. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, okay. And number 10, It's Not Unusual.
Tom Jones.
Absolutely. We have a winner. You did it.
All right.
Don't go away. Stay where you are. All right. Absolutely. Now, remember, the prizes are worthless. It takes forever to get something. You may die first, but we're trying to get them to you while you're still alive. No promises made, but hopefully you have the fun of doing it right here on the radio on Monday nights on WGN.
You're going to jump. Let's swing and rock. Flip your lid and blow your top for your baby. Say the new way.
Crazy.
Top blues and quiz show panels. Blues and rhythm all the channels. About your love for her or him. Sing out.
Crazy.
Make everyone you know you all her kicks. Fix everybody's show that fine things happen quick.
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. And who are they? All right, that's the first of our bumper stumpers. There is a very definitive theme, too, all right? Something they have absolutely in common. Guaranteed. All right, so now we're back to Ruth here. And Ruth, Napoleon's Cannon. All right, well, I did it. Hard to believe. John said, what, when I went in and told him? Of course, we're fond of cannons. We lived in Chattanooga right on Ridge. And, of course, there, the cannons from the Civil War are protected. And so, yes, if you have a house on Ridge, most likely you have a pet cannon. You have to keep it. You can't do anything with it. All right, well, Ruth and Gurney is back on WGN Radio. Okay, so.
Okay, Ruth. Okay, Raleigh. Well, first of all, I wanted also to request.
All right. What do you want?
It had a hand in it. The Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Okay, I probably won't be. I won't be playing the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Well, that comes from the Civil War too. Mm-hmm. Who did the cannon?
We're not. Napoleon. Yes, we're not playing.
And George Armstrong Custer forgot to bring the cannon.
Do you want your question or not?
Bighorn.
You ready or
now,
not?
Now, what is the question? What's the question?
All right, yes. Napoleon's cannon, by the way, there was an American-manufactured version as well. They both combined the function of two things. And the functions of what? And it was simple to produce. It was reliable. It was robust.
Function was to fight in war.
No. In terms of what it did, it was two different things. It combined the function of two different weapons.
Oh, two different. Well, I don't know. Howitzer.
Howitzer is one of them. Absolutely good. Get the other one.
Okay, here's the thing. Let's see now. It was called the King of the Battlefield.
Well, whatever.
Okay, a second.
We don't care about any of that. Okay. I just need your answer because I don't have all night.
Battle Hymn of the Republic, the King. Okay. No, I can't think of that second item. Maybe
all right.
After you say
well, then there you go. It's a field gun and a howitzer. It combines the function of both a field gun and a howitzer.
Oh, the King of the Battlefield.
All
That's
right.
That's what it was known as.
There you go. Talk to you later. Thanks. All right. So 888-876-5593. And yes, if you think I gave Ruth short shrift, you didn't hear her first preamble, which gave me time to clean the studios and actually also get a snack. I'll be having a Coca-Cola in moments. All right, so Billy Bob and Bourbon A wants charts as well. Oh, good, we're going to do that. But Mike in Lindenhurst has a guess on my question. Cost savings on the agenda for every major U.S. airline in the 1980s. One came up with an easy way to save $40,000 a year. What did they do? All right, Mike in Lindenhurst, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Okay, I'm going to guess. I think it was American Airlines, and they decided not to paint the planes.
Oh, that's interesting. I love it. No, it's not that.
That's not it.
But it's a great answer. I love it.
All right.
All right, thanks.
That's
appreciate it.
I had you this time.
Yeah. All right, good deal. Well, call me back if you think of something else. All right, so what is it? Yeah, not painting the planes. I think that probably would have saved them more than $40,000, but I'm not 100% sure. All right, maybe not. I don't know. I've never priced a plane painting, actually. Ooh, we're going to do charts all over the place. This is going to be fun. But Cindy in Chicago has a trivia guest, and so does Lisa in Dundee. All right, Cindy.
I wanted Miss Fisher trivia too, but John didn't give me a chance to say. But I have a kind of interesting guess. They give you like a glass with half a glass of pop. They don't give you the whole can of pop.
Not correct.
That's cheapo. They started doing that, though.
Well,
did you notice that?
You can ask. No, I don't fly, but you can ask for the can, I'm sure. All right, hang on a minute. Don't go away. All right, because we'll have to come up with Miss Fisher and add that to the list. And we'll get Lisa in Dundee. I think we can do that right now before the news, actually. She's got a guess. All right, Lisa, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Hey, Raleigh. I seem to remember this, and didn't they, like, take an olive off the salad that you
Bingo.
Get? Or
Bingo. And I told James, I said, this is just too good. Yes.
It was such a small thing.
It was American Airlines, and they eliminated one olive from the first class salads.
Isn't that something?
It really is. I don't like olives anyway. But
oh, I do. I love them.
Yeah, well.
But yeah, it was just that so minor. I mean, how did they even
Yeah, I know.
Determine that, I wonder. But
oh, they probably have an efficiency expert. But yeah, something of that, a budget
efficiency.
That's
a job I'd like.
Yeah, really. I don't know what else I'd eliminate. Probably a lot of things. Hang on, you're a winner. Don't go away. And thank you, Raleigh. Thank you for the 5x5. Couldn't do it without you. I appreciate it more than you know.
You're
All right.
more than welcome.
All right. So, and people ask for 5x5. I just know it. But we're going to do a lot of charts coming up next on WGN Radio.
Well,
go and get some more
wine.
Go and get some more
red wine.
Go and get some more
beer sport.
Go and get some more
white port. baby.
Take this empty from me.
Oh,
walking down the street, sad as I can be. Ba-do-ba-do-ba, ba-do-ba-do-ba. Walking down the street, sad as I can be. Ba-do-ba-do-ba, ba-do-ba-do-ba.
Can't get no more wine, cause I ain't got no money.
I'm Raleigh James. Well, more than a year before we had Nip Sip, we had Go and Get Some More. Who were they? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh from 1954. Yeah, I think everything tonight is going to be 50s, or close to it anyway, to make up for last week, which was mostly, I think, latter 60s from what I recall. But it's been a while. All right, now. We're going to do some charts, and we're going to do some lyrics, and we're going to have Cindy, should we get it out of the way first? Probably so. Miss Fisher. All right. So, Cindy, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. What is the Miss Fisher series based on? Obviously, it's some books, but who wrote them?
Oh, I don't know who wrote the book. Well, what is it based? Like a murder mystery.
No, it's absolutely based on a book series. It is, and it was adapted from novels. I mean, it's not a question. It's probably the most fundamental fact about this. And so, since you don't know, you can look up Cary Greenwood. And he actually had a cameo appearance in one of the, I think in season one, episode four. He's uncredited. He's a guest at a fancy party. But yes, take a look at Cary Greenwood, because that's what it's based on.
Okay, well, I have something funny to say.
All right, say it tomorrow night. Say it tomorrow night, and I appreciate it. Thanks. All right, so 888-876-5593. Yeah, because Monday Night Trivia lines are full as far as that. And yes, I've gotten some complaints. Stick to trivia. All right. Well, when the lines are full, we will. And they are actually, there's one line available for you if you want it. But we've got chart hanging on. We've got Mike wants 1969. And Jack has some requests, actually. Billy Bob wants 1966. And John wants 1968. So shall we do it in year order, perhaps? And lyrics from Fran, too. We're going to do that for 1963. But let's revisit 1966 with Billy Bob and Bourbonnais. How's it going, Billy?
Hey, 97-time caller.
Uh-huh. When are you going to stop that? When are you stopping counting?
Well, I got to at least get to 100.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, I was going to do a reverse straggler on you. Instead of you asking the question, I was going to ask your TV audience one.
Well,
radio.
Well, absolutely. I don't know. No lines available for them to call in is the problem.
Well, that's okay. I'll just give you the answer. Then you, maybe if you ran out of ones, you could use it one day.
All right.
56% of parents introduced their children to this activity.
All right. Well, after
and then
we're
done, I'll tell John when I get off. And then I want one request, if you will, before the charts.
All right.
Wait.
I got to find out the piece of
paper
that's
here, fine.
So we can actually remember your request.
I think we're going back to the 1930s or something. I don't even know if you know this band.
Well, let's see. All right. So what we got?
Jan Garber Band. You ever hear that?
Yeah. What do you want to hear?
Babyface.
All right. I think I've got it.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. So let us talk about 1966. That would be the week ending June the 4th. Number one.
Right.
When a man loves a woman.
Percy Sledgehammer.
Yep. Number two, Groovy Kind of Love.
Something Fontaine?
Well, it was on the Fontana label. You can do it.
Okay. No,
you can do it. Wayne Fontana and the...
I just remember that guy's name, Wayne. I thought it was Wayne Bond.
Actually, he's not even on the lyric. He's not even on the label in this one. It's the Mindbenders. But no. It is good.
Okay. Number three. Yeah, you can turn me on to anything you want to.
Yeah, number three.
Anytime at all.
Yes, number three, Paint It Black.
Oh, that's the Rolling Stones.
Number four, Did You Ever Have to Make Up Your Mind? On Kama Sutra.
Yeah. John, the guy that did Welcome Back, Cotter song.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, you betcha. Absolutely. Number five, I Am a Rock.
Paul Simon and Garfunkel.
Yep. Number six, Monday.
The Mamas and the Papas.
Yep. Number seven, Rainy Day Women, number 12 and 35.
Oh, that's Bob Dylan.
Number eight, It's a Man's World. But it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a little girl.
Yeah, there's a cool singer there, guy, but I can't think of his name, so I'll defer to you to tell me the answer.
James Brown. All right, number nine, Greengrass.
Jerry Lewis and the Playboys?
Yes, I'm afraid so. And number ten, Strangers in the Night.
Oh, Frank Sinatra.
You're a winner. All right. Hang on. Don't go away. So there,
thank you.
There you have it. Just that easy. So let's see what put Billy Bob on hold and move directly to 1968 with John in Chicago. John, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Can't complain. So we're going to do 1968 this week in 1968. Where were you?
I was still in college.
Okay, that's good. And that would have you probably listening to the radio somewhere. So here we go. And this would be the week ending August 31st. August. What am I saying? May 3rd. August. Yeah, I don't know where I am. So that's not it at all. Yes, the week ending May 25th or June 1st. I'm going to go with June 1st because they do these charts in advance. All right, number one, Mrs. Robinson.
Simon and Gar.
Yep, Simon and Garfunkel is right. Number two, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Hugo Montenegro.
Yep, number three, Beautiful Morning. It's a Beautiful Morning.
The Rascals.
Yes, number four, Tighten Up. Hi, everybody.
Archie Bell and the Drell.
Yep, absolutely. Number five, Honey. See the tree, how big it's grown?
Bobby Goldsboro.
Absolutely. Number six, Yummy, Yummy, Yummy. I've got love in my tummy.
Express something?
Well, you're half right on that. The Ohio Express. We'll keep that one in mind in case we need a typewriter.
Right.
Number seven, Moni.
Tommy James and Shondell.
Number eight, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing. It's the Motown version. Original. It's a duo. A guy and a girl. Well known for having Motown duos.
Definitely don't know that one.
Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. It's all right.
Okay.
Number nine, Cowboys to Girls.
Intruders.
Yes. And number 10, Do You Know the Way to San Jose?
Dionne Warwick.
And we have a winner. All right. Hang on. Don't go away. Very good. All right. So, yes, absolutely. Got an 85. And that's certainly passing. Now, we'll put John on hold. And again, the prizes are worthless. Don't expect much and expect it to take forever, but you're doing this for the fun of it, and I am glad you are. All right, so let's see. Now we're moving up to 1969 with Mike in Elmwood. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, Riley.
All right. So 1969, and where were you?
Oh, I just entered high school.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, you'd probably be remembering all this, because what else did you have to do at night except listen to the Top 40 radio station? All right.
Cool.
Number one, Get Back.
Beatles.
Number two, Love Can Make You Happy.
Mercy.
Yes. Number three, Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In.
Fifth Dimension.
Yes. Number four, Oh, How Happy. Oh, wait a minute.
Edwin Hawkins Sr.
Yes, Oh Happy Day, and you're right. I had the wrong title, but you're right. It is the Edwin Hawkins Sr. is doing Oh Happy Day. Yes, so How Happy would have been the Shades of Blue, but it's a different year. Number five, hair.
Cow Sills.
Number six, These Eyes.
Guess Who.
Seven, Atlantis.
Donovan.
Eight, Guitarzan.
Ray Stevens.
Nine, In the Ghetto.
Mr. Elvis Presley.
And number 10, Grazing in the Grass. It's the vocal version.
I can't think of his name. I know it.
It's a group.
I can't think of the name of it. I can see it.
Well, that's all right. You win anyway because you got nine of them right. But Grazing in the Grass is the Friends of Distinction.
Friends of Distinction, right.
Yeah, on RCA. You know. All right, you're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right, good deal. So how about that? Mike, 90%. Way to go. All right, and yes, you can pick any year you want, and you don't have to pick this week in time. If there's another week that floats your boat, that's fine, too. If there's something else entirely different, like 1963 lyrics that we're going to do with Fran, or 5x5. Yeah, Marty and Whiting, we're going to do 5x5. Right now, we got some requests and from Jack in St. Charles, but if you want to call, well, I was going to give you the phone number, but now all the lines are lit up. So if you want to call, hold your horses. When you hear somebody leaving, that's when you dial 888-876-5593. 888-ROLLYE. All right, Marty in Whiting. Wait a minute, that's 5x5. Don't go away, Marty. We're going to do your 5x5 here in a moment. We're going to get Jack's request. All right, so Jack, what is it you want to hear?
One title, two different songs. Walk on the Wild Side.
Oh.
Reed.
What?
And Jimmy Smith.
All right. Now, give me the two you want, because there's so many versions of this.
Well, Lou Reed.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Smith.
That's
the other song.
You want
different
the
songs.
Yeah, Walk on the Wild Side has been done by a zillion people, the Jimmy Smith version. All right, but if that's what you want, that's what you will get.
Sure.
All right, Jack, thanks. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah, I think that the Lou Reed version might just be Lou Reed. I don't know anybody who redid that. But as far as Walk on the Wild Side, Jimmy Smith, yeah, we got choices there. Oh, so we're going to do a couple 5x5s, Marty and Karen and Fran and Austin, 1963 lyrics coming up after this on WGN Radio.
Well, there's a way, good wheel. Baby, there's a little bitty wagon on the wheel. Ah, keep on rolling the wheel, wagon wheel. Oh, roll along, baby, we'll sing a little song, and then
carry me over the hill.
Oh, roll on, mule, there's a steamer at the landing, just waiting for the cotton to roll, 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 then we'll roll on the mule, cause the boss is understanding, there's a pasture at the end of each road. Oh, 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 wagon the wheel, baby, there's a little bitty wagon the wheel.
There's a lot going on in that record. That was 1956 on Cash, one of John Dolphin's label. Yes, Dolphins of Hollywood. It wasn't in Hollywood. All right, so who is that? 888-876-5593. I've heard three of them now. I want to know, what do they have in common with each other? All right, because all of these records have an absolute serious commonality. Doesn't get more serious than this. All right, but we got Fran in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Fran, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. Okay. I'm just hanging in here.
Yes, yes. You feeling all right?
Oh, just itchy.
Yeah. Oh, I relate to that. Boy, strongly.
Yeah. Especially the, you know, under my eyes and in my eyes part. That's just, ugh.
Oh, I'm
That's
so
just,
sorry. Yeah.
But anyway, I will be seeing a dermatologist hopefully soon. So.
Good. All right. Well, now, we want lyrics from 1963.
Yep.
All I know that when the beat brings a feel, it's hard to get parted. I know you know this. And then the music begins to play.
Are you ready?
And automatically you're on your way.
Monkey Time.
Yes, absolutely right. You betcha. Monkey Time. I knew you could do it. All right.
Hey, all right.
Hang on, don't go away. Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
all right. So, oh, yes, and I put a little note on my blog about an apology to Gary that I had him listening to something that actually only had video stuff that was interesting. But tomorrow night we are absolutely going to talk about radio in Detroit. All right. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thanks. Don't go away. Yes, absolutely. It's about as embarrassed as I've been. Yeah, yeah. Tell a blind guy to see something. The only thing interesting about it is what you can see, right? Because the audio is nothing. All right. So, yeah. But that's because I'm an idiot. But it'll be fun. We'll talk about Detroit Top 40 Radio tomorrow night. And maybe some things that you don't know. If you're thinking you know all about Detroit Top 40 Radio, well, we'll see. All right. So now we'll do a little 5x5, I do believe. And yeah, I think we go to the top of the hour now. And so we will. Marty in Whiting, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Roy James, good evening.
How are you?
Can't complain, dear.
All right.
6 foot above the ground.
Yes.
At my age.
Yeah.
I'm doing pretty good.
All right.
So let's go, Raleigh.
What is Dorothy's last name in The Wizard of Oz?
No clue.
Gail.
Oh.
All right. Okay. Who wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Yeah, and he was a World War II fighter pilot also, but later he wrote children's books.
Raleigh, no clue.
Okay.
I'm done.
Yeah, that's right. You are. Roald Dahl. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks. Appreciate it. Okay. Yeah. Roald Dahl, British author, poet, screenwriter, and World War II fighter pilot. Best known probably for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, whether he wanted to be or not. So that's the deal there. But he wrote a number of other things. Well, he's sold over 300 million books. So also did adult stuff, too. Short stories, Playboys, Harper, The New Yorker, all published his stuff. You know, wrote about adultery, wrote about suicide. Yes, promiscuity, the adult topics, don't you know? Let's go back to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, shall we? We'll talk to Karen in Madison. All right, Karen, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, how are you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
Oh, well, I'm okay right now.
Okay.
Well, I hope everybody is doing as well as they can.
Yep. Well, you survived Memorial Day, so holiday is over now. You can come out.
Yeah.
All right. So, what was the first company to sell aspirin over the counter?
I'm going to say Bayer.
Absolutely right. Bayer. You betcha.
I was right?
Yes.
Oh, great. Good.
What toy wobbles, but they don't fall down?
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes. What toy wobbles, but they don't fall down?
Punching bag?
No, Weebles is the toy. That's all right. You can get it. All right.
Never heard of that.
Which ear did Van Gogh cut off?
Which ear?
Yeah, which ear?
Gosh, I'm just going to have to pick.
Right.
Left?
Yes, absolutely right. So you had a 50% choice, and there you go.
Good.
All right, so you're still in the game.
Go in.
Got to get two more. All right. Who was the first divorced president?
Oh.
Should be easy.
It should be?
Yeah.
I'm just going to say Ulysses Grant. I'm just guessing. I have no idea.
Ronald Reagan.
Oh, see.
Talk,
I didn't,
Talk to you next week.
Okay. Right, thanks. At least I played.
Yes, you did.
You
and
have
I'm grateful for it. And as I look at the screen now, every line is available. That's right. Every last one of them. So if you've wanted to play trivia, this would be the time to line up. So 888-876-5593. 888-ROLLYE. Oh, and I realized I haven't thrown out another question since we discovered that it was American Airlines that saved $40,000 by eliminating one olive from each first-class salad. So we need another one. And we talked about houses last week. Let's do something else about houses. In 1970, that's 56 years ago, 1970, only 17% of newly built single-family homes had this. Had what? All right. Today, over half. So there. So it's over half today, but in 1970, only 17% of newly built single-family homes had this. Had what? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. All right, so that's the deal on my question and the deal on yours. And yes, when it's wide open like this, you can have a second chance on anything. Marty wants a World Series 1975. Oh yes, remember well. All right, so we'll talk about that. But what do we have to tell you as far as items of interest? Oh, one of five stair steps would be 77 right now, but sadly no longer with us. And that was Clarence Burke Jr. Yeah, five stair steps, an Invisible Man's band. Died the day after his 64th birthday at home in Marietta, Georgia in 2013. And you know, there's never been a cause of death announced. Jesse Coulter is 83 this weekend. Yeah, she got married again a couple of years ago to a guy in Arizona, which is a home for her. She was born in 1943 in Phoenix. And of course, she was married to Dwayne Eddy and to Waylon Jennings. And then now, Arlen Brower is the guy's name. And yeah, did heavy construction and stuff like that. And Valentine's Day 2023. So that's great for Jesse. We'll pick it up right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Well, you told me you were going to a baseball game. Well, I waited up for you till I was almost insane. Then you told me you were going for a walk in the park. Told me you were coming home just a little after dark.
You ain't saying nothing.
Well, you drove the car to the baseball park. Then you got out and started walking in the dark. Well, you stole to the left, then you made a quick right.
You didn't go to no baseball game that night.
Well, you told me you were going out to see the opera. So you walked right out and I never tried to stop you. Well, you told me you were going on a school hayride. Had me walking all night, never breaking my stride.
You ain't saying nothing. Well, you drove the car right down the street. Then you got out and took to your feet. Walked by the opera house, then you passed the school.
Had me walking so fast, I wore a hole in my shoe.
Well, you told me you were going to a baseball game. Well, I waited up for you till I was almost insane. Then you told me you were going for a walk in the park. Told me you were coming home just a little after dark.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? All right. Well, they have in common with the first three I played. Yeah, there is a very strong thread between all of these songs. So that I'll play tonight, and that's the fourth one you've heard. So let's see what we're doing here. I throw out a question, and that is: in 1970, only 17% of newly built single-family homes had this. Today, more than 50% have them. All right. Now, I said, if you don't know my question, you have no ideas about my bumpers, then have your own category and the sky's the limit because you can pick anything you darn well want. Marty and Whiting picked the 1975 World Series. All right, Marty, how are you?
Roy James.
Indeed.
I'm going to tip my cap to John and yourself. What a segue.
All right.
Just pass on.
Okay, so yeah, we're going to talk about the 1975 World Series, and this is probably the most memorable thing of it, so you'll probably know, and that is the Reds won 108 games in the regular season. They swept the Pirates in the NLCS, but they were in danger of falling behind 2-0 to the underdog Red Sox until this player drove in the tying run, stole second, and scored a winning run in what became a 3-2 victory for the Reds. Who's the player?
Rob, are you talking the World Series?
Yes.
That's the question that you...
Yes, 1975. You'll remember Reds and World Reds and Red Sox. You'll remember that.
And Rob, the Red Sox were up 2-0,
mm-hmm.
and then the Reds came back, but. But can you tell me that question again, please?
Yeah. So we're saying that they were on the Red Sox were on the verge of going 2 games to no games. They were leading in the second game 2-1 with 2 outs in the ninth. It did not look good. But then a player, a Reds player, obviously, drove in the tying run, stole second, and scored the winning run, 3-2 for the Reds.
Raleigh, I cannot lie. I don't remember.
Oh, man, this was like the most important part of the series, I thought. Dave Concepcion.
Yeah, being a Red Sox fan, yeah.
Well, can't help you there. I'm more of a Reds girl. All right.
Are you really?
You know,
you're a Reds girl?
I used to run the games on the radio, you know, so I got to know them. But no, actually,
okay.
I have no favorites whatsoever. I just knew when it was time for a commercial break. And the worst thing is, the two guys that did the play-by-play, one of them was an old player, Joe Nuxhall, and he would drink. And he took over the second inning and the eighth inning. And my cue was always the score. And by the eighth inning, I couldn't even recognize the damn score. So yes, I remember it well. Marty Brenneman and Joe Nuxhall. All right. Well, there you go. Talk to you later.
Getting back to Joe Nuxhall, he pitched one time in the major leagues. He was like 17 or 18. I forgot the year now, but anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks for calling. Absolutely, he'd been a player. And that, you know, that's one of the reasons that he was... he's not in the National Baseball Hall of Fame or anything like that, but, you know, he's in the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame, that's for sure. And he was a revered player, and, yeah, the youngest in the MLB. I think he was 15 at the time in 1944, if I remember. But as I say, he retired as a player in about 66, moved to the radio booth, and was there for 30 years. And yeah, I remember well, like I say, it was second and eighth inning, and by that eighth inning, poor Joe was tanked. Oh, yeah, and it was my job to recognize the score. Sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't, yeah. So it was interesting when I didn't, of course, because the national commercials would just run on the local station. Well, oh well. So we'll get to Naoto from Japan. Of course, we'll do Myers-Briggs. But my question has interested some of you to take a guess. So in 1970, only 17% of newly built single-family homes had this. Now more than half of them have it. Cindy in Chicago, what is it?
Okay, my first guess was an overhead sewer.
Nope.
Okay, and then it was crank-out windows, camera system.
Nope.
Garbage disposal.
Nope.
What else was my guess? Alarm system?
Nope.
I don't know.
All
electric
right.
Heat, I don't know.
All right. Well, call us back if you think of something else.
I tried.
Yes, you did.
Oh,
all right.
That song you played was really silly. I never heard that song before. It was funny.
Oh, yeah, that's the idea. You probably never heard any of them. But anyway, all right, thanks. Appreciate it. So, yes, you've... heard four of them already, and there'll be a fifth coming up in moments, actually. We'll get the rest of your guesses first, though. and let us see what Mike in Lindenhurst thinks. All right, Mike, welcome back to WGN Radio. So 17% in 1970, more than half today. What? Nope. All right, bye, Mike. All right, we say goodbye to Mike. Let's see. So, Kimberly and Dalton. All right, now, Kimberly, last week after we spoke, I mailed you and I sent you an email. Attached to it was the song that your mom liked.
Okay.
Did you get it?
I haven't been into my emails much, Sally. I get so many texts, I don't go into them much, but I will check it tonight. I will definitely check it.
Yeah, let me know if you got it or not. It's not a very big file, so I assume you got it. But if you didn't,
okay,
if you didn't, I'll find another way to get it to you.
You can probably do it while I'm talking to you.
Okay. All right.
All right. I had some guesses for trivia, but with dialing you, I didn't hear what the last person said, so I don't know if there'll be anything double on it, but I have some guesses.
All right, let's hear them.
Okay, dishwasher.
Nope.
Second or more bathroom.
Nope.
And electric stove.
Nope.
Okay.
Thanks for trying. I appreciate it.
I'll email you back or let James know or John know or something.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Okay, bye. All right. So,
thank you.
Good deal. So there we have it. Yeah. Let's see what else I'm doing here. Is there anybody else I need to do before I play the next bumper? I think we are. Oh, yeah. Mike called back with a guess. Okay. So, Mike, what's your guess?
I'm going to guess air conditioning.
Nope. What else you got?
Oh, well, that's it.
All right.
Everybody else took all the other ones.
Well, if you think of something else, talk to me later. All right.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. So, we'll hear another bumper stumper right after this on WGN Radio.
Love you.
WGN Radio. All right, so who are those? 1956 on Decca, and what's the commonality? All right, so got a number of things going on, but let's get another guess here from Bob in Willowbrook, who thinks he knows what our trivia answer is. And 17% of new homes developed in 1970, constructed in 1970, had one of these. And in 19 today, actually, over 50% had one of what?
Well, first of all, thank you again, Raleigh, for working on a holiday.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Didn't everybody else?
I don't know about that. Some baseball players did.
Good.
Just about all of them. They were working.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Garage door opener.
Nope.
A garage.
Nope.
Ceiling fans.
Nope.
Walk-in closet.
Nope.
Mudroom.
Nope.
Built-in electric can opener.
Nope. So such
okay, a th- I'm 0 for 6. I have a couple of requests, though, if you would be so kind.
All right, let me find the sheet so I don't lose them. All right, what is it you want to hear?
Okay, yeah, a week or two ago, Searchers came up in someone's charts, so I'd like to hear When You Walk in the Room.
Oh, okay. You betcha.
And a more recent one, Renegades, if you have that.
Okay, all right.
Great, thank
all right.
you.
Good deal, thanks, appreciate it. All right, so I've written them down. Let me hit save. Yeah, so I don't lose them all and see where we go from there. I believe where we go from there is to Naoto in Japan. All right, Naoto, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, thank you, as always.
Yeah, good to hear from you. All right.
Yeah.
So, in fact, I'm going to play a record later that has a Japanese title. I have absolutely no idea what it means, but when you hear it, maybe you will. It'll be late in the day. All right, so here is the deal. We all know that the Myers-Briggs trivia... type is originally used for employment purposes. But actually, that is not why Catherine Cook Briggs and Isabel Briggs Myers developed it. They had a more self-serving interest. Why did they develop the system?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, I think I got this question before, but... okay, I'll give you an answer. I think it's to demolish workplace discrimination for female.
Nope, and absolutely, nope. You're 100% right that that's how it was used. It was used originally. They helped women find wartime jobs and things like that. But
self-serving. Yeah.
Right, but that's not why they created it. They created it for a very self-serving reason.
Oh, is it very specific, more general?
Yes, it was going to help them in some way, and it had nothing to do with employment.
Yeah, I actually have no idea.
Well, I didn't either, and I find this to be a fascinating answer. They developed it to write better fiction and categorize their characters that they were fiction writing. Both had been avid readers of Carl Jung's types, which served as the scientific foundation, but they were trying to come up with better characters for their novels.
Oh! Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
This is quite, fascinating.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, so now you know.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
And, I'm looking forward to, hearing the song. Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, you can tell me what it is. All right, thanks. All right, because I don't know. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, but it's on the top. I think it's, maybe it's not Japanese, but I think it is. All right, so, Kimberly, let's see. You got the email?
Yes, Dolly. Thank you so much. You saved me having to go search every time for that song. I appreciate it.
No problem. I'm glad you got it, and hopefully the quality is sufficient that you'll enjoy it.
Oh, it's real good. Yeah, it's very good.
Okay, well, I'll have the other things you want coming in the mail.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Glad you got it. Thanks. Appreciate it. Okay, bye. All right, so I had worried that, you send an email, and if you don't hear back, you kind of think, did it go anywhere? And sometimes you know, and of course, sometimes you don't. All right, we're going to do more charts coming up. How about that? With Gary from Austin. In fact, let's do that right now. Gary, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, hey, Rolly.
All right, we're gonna have some fun tomorrow night with Detroit Radio. And again, a million apologies for sending you to a site that had no decent audio.
Oh. That's no problem at all with that. I mean,
yeah, you know, I hadn't been there in years, and when I looked, it was, oh, damn, it's all, it was all the surveys and the pictures and the things and all that, and I thought, but the audio is nothing. So
I kept finding something that was like an hour and something minutes long, and I think, no, I don't think this is it.
No, it was about 9 minutes long, but it was just, music and CKLW jingles, but it was what you saw during the 9 minutes, and then I thought, oh my God, this is the worst thing I've ever done. Yeah. And so
I found some CKLW air checks that I made.
Well, you can find
revisit,
them.
Yeah,
you can find them from all the stations. But we'll talk about it because there's a lot of very few people. Everybody remembers CK, and to a much lesser degree, XYZ, and then, of course, Lucky Keener. But that is not the whole story by a long shot.
I'm looking forward to hearing that.
All right. So, in fact, none of those three were the first at it. So, okay. We'll do 1972 on charts. Is that what you wanted?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Number one, I'll Take You There.
Staples Singers.
Yeah. Number two, Oh Girl.
Shy Lights.
Yeah. Number three, First Time Ever I Saw Your Face.
Roberta Flack.
And number four, Candyman.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Yes, afraid so. Number five, Sylvia's Mother.
Dr. Hook.
Yes, the lead singer of which just passed away. And it was not Ray Sawyer.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, it wasn't Ray Sawyer. He died a while ago, but he didn't sing lead. Yeah, I thought the guy had an interesting voice. But when they decided to adopt adult contemporary, they lost me. But some of that early stuff I liked. Okay, number six, Morning Has Broken.
Oh, Cat Stevens.
Yeah, right, Break This. Number seven, Tumbling Dice.
Stones.
Yep. Number eight, Nice to Be With You. Oh, God.
Gallery.
Yeah, on the Sussex label. Ugh. Number nine, yet another version of Hot Rod Lincoln.
Oh, Commander Cody.
Yep. And number 10, Look What You've Done For Me.
Oh.
So I'll tell you the label and then you'll get it. If I give you the label, you will get it. It was on the High label.
Oh, I know that I know this too.
Well, I'm going to give you time to think about it. Don't go away. Stay right where you are.
Okay.
And maybe we'll even play a little of it. We'll have another bumper stumper coming up. We'll also have more of your guesses in another hour and a half of Monday Night Trivia after the news on WGN Radio.
I'm a fool. I'm a fool. Stop loving you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Anyone who calls themselves a doo-wop fan knows that song. So 1956 on Money, another one of John Dolphin's labels. Who were they? Well, they have in common with everybody else who played. 888-876-5593. Now we're talking to Gary. And Gary's still with us. And have you thought about who it is?
Al Green.
Yes, absolutely. Good. I don't even have to play it.
All right. And they played him in my market, too. So, you know, it's...
Yeah. I knew you could do it. All right. So, and you did it. So that was that was all 10 of them. So let's see how far you get. All right. We have number 11. Last night I didn't get to sleep at all.
The Fifth Dimension.
Number 12, Song Sung Blue.
Neil Diamond.
Exactly. Number 13, Little Bitty Pretty One.
The Jackson 5.
Yep, afraid so. Why'd they ruin a good song? All right, number 14.
I don't know.
Walking in the Rain with the One I Love.
Oh, Walking in the Rain. I know that song, too.
Yeah, it was on Uni.
It's not Love Unlimited.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is?
Yes, okay. It is.
All right.
All right, number 15.
All right.
It's Gonna Take Some Time. Ugh.
I know it.
Yeah, they'd say it's going to take
Carpenters.
Some time. Yes, right, exactly. Number 16, Diary.
Bread.
You picked this week? Number 17, Out of Space.
Billy Preston. Well, the week I got out of high school.
So, I see. Yeah, right. Number 18, I Saw the Light.
Todd Rundgren.
Right. 19, Troglodyte.
Jimmy Casterbuck.
Yes, absolutely. Number 20.
I love that song.
I do too. Her name is Bertha. Bertha Butt, one of the Butt sisters.
Butt sisters, yeah.
Number 20, I Gotcha. Uh-huh. Huh?
Joe Tex.
Yes. Number 21, Betcha by Golly Wow.
Stylistic.
Yep. Number 22, Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard.
Paul Simon,
yes.
I think that was.
Number 23, God help us, Amazing Grace.
Judy Collins.
No, it's if you can name this, I will be more than impressed, because I couldn't do this in my life depended on it.
Oh,
I'd call it a group.
Is that that bagpipes thing?
There is pipes, yes, and?
I think I blocked it out.
this is totally to your credit, yes. Pipes and drums and the military band of the Royal Scot Dragon.
Yeah.
Guards.
Yeah, I do remember it now that you mentioned it.
I would never know that.
Thought of it.
No, that's 11 words in search of a name. No. Well, very good. You did very well. And yes.
I don't feel too bad about not knowing that.
No. I do think it's to your credit. It's a little suspect you knew a few of the others, too, but that's all right. We'll let it pass. And yes, John said that he got all your info, so I look forward to talking tomorrow night.
Okay, great.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. So there you have it. Let's see. We'll release Gary's line here and leave one line available for you if you want it, 888-876-5593. And yes, I threw out a trivia question, don't you know? And that is, in 1970, only 17% of newly built single-family homes had this. By comparison, more than half of them have it today. All right, so what is it? Isaac on the South Side, going to take a guess. What do you think, Isaac?
Okay, at the time I didn't hear the 1970 part to it. I thought maybe they were putting boilers in and now they're putting furnaces in.
Nope.
What about, I forgot my other one. Wait, did you give us, like, the area of the house, or would that be too...
No, I can't give you hints. And this, there was no way to give you a hint about this.
No way to give us a hint. Would it be something... Okay, wait, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Okay, would it be something that a professional would, deal with, or something that the homeowner themselves would deal with?
Both.
Both. Oh, Lord. Okay. I said a furnace. I said, what's the thing that goes over the oven? Like the
hood?
Fan that goes over the oven?
An oven hood? No, nope, nope.
Yeah, yeah.
An exhaust fan? Nope, nope. None of that.
An exhaust fan, yeah.
Nope, nope,
Something like a screen door?
Nope.
No, they had those in the 70s. Okay, I'm too far back. All right, if I think of something else, I'll call later.
And I'll count on it. Thanks, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, so 888-876-5593 as we release Isaac's line right now and leave one available for you. And let's see, what are we going to do? Are we going to do more charts or we're going to do Lost in Space trivia? All right, why not? Man from Uncle trivia. All right, John from Covington's been hanging on a while. Hey, John, how are you? John left us. John from Covington left us. And he definitely would have known the Dave Concepcion answer. But all right, if John calls back, we'll get him some Man from Uncle trivia. But we'll do a little 5x5, Scott in Batavia. All right, Scott, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, I got some guesses on your
your
question, too, since when I first called, you said you had all the lines open. So that was 45 minutes ago. So
right.
Anyway, a steam shower?
Nope.
Kitchen island?
Nope.
Heated bathroom floor?
No. Oh, how I wish.
Walk
closet?
Nope.
Central air?
Nope.
Okay, I give up on that. Let's do the 5 for 5.
Okay. What is the only X-rated movie to win Best Picture?
Oh, it was Deep Throat? No. Last Tango in Paris.
No. Midnight Cowboy.
Okay.
But yeah, Deep Throat. I could just see Linda Lovelace accepting the award. Okay, we'll move right on. Who is the Mistress of the Dark?
Oh.
Yes, we are talking horror show hosts.
Oh, I know. And, I can see her.
You're right. Oh, absolutely.
Like in black.
Yeah, the whole, all that eye makeup and that long hair. Yes, uh-huh. And, of
Ivana
course.
Ivana or something.
No, she shares a name with a hit record.
Elvira.
Yes, absolutely. What was the first Western television show in the United States?
First Western?
Yeah, first.
Probably before my time, but I'll go with Gunsmoke.
Hop Along, Cassidy. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. So, yes, Hop Along, Cassidy. I know, it's almost a trick question, but I thank Lisa and Laura for all these questions. It makes my show easier to do. You wouldn't believe how long it takes me to come up with these 11 bumper stumpers, by the way. That's the bulk of my day. I started at 3 this afternoon. And, of course, you know, the first 2 hours are finding a theme and, you know, that I haven't lately used, that type thing. And this is a tight theme. This is there is no doubt that these records, these songs, all have this in common. Absolutely no doubt. I'm proud of my theme and probably of the fact that you've never heard any of the records. But if you're a big doo-wop fan, you certainly heard the last one. All right. So we have another one coming up this hour, too, in a few more minutes. But right now, I do believe we've got Cindy and Aurora wants to call back and take a guess. I can't wait to hear this. All right, Cindy, what is it?
Okay, I have a couple guesses. One could be good. But anyhow, glass shower doors.
Next.
A chandelier.
Next.
In the dining room.
Next.
A sprinkler system outside.
Nope.
That's all I got.
All right.
I can't think of.
Well, if you do, you call me back. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So, yes, we'll eventually run out of everything that is in every house. But no. And as far as it goes, no one's been close. So, shall we do a little charts before we hear our final bumper for the hour? All right, Mark and Aurora, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I believe, according to Casey Kasem, that bagpipe band was the Royal Scots Dragoon.
Okay, they're fine with me. I don't know. I don't want to know them as long as I live. All right, so
I always liked that song, believe it or not.
I think it's to Gary's credit that he didn't know, and to his to his discredit that he almost remembered. I, however, plead total ignorance, and I'm proud of it. All right, so...
I was always happy with that song.
Well, that's... Obviously, somebody was. It got airplay.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think money changed hands, but you never know. All right, so now...
And what's interesting is that during that same summer in the Buffalo area, after the Gold Rush by Prelude got airplay, and in the rest of the country, it didn't get airplay till fall of 1974.
Nothing like distribution. All right, so
yeah,
we're going to...
Breakout market.
Going to do... Well, it also depends how the record is distributed. But anyway...
This week in 76.
This week in 76, number one, Love Hangover.
I know I've heard of this song, and I probably would recognize... Why don't you play it?
Yeah, I'm going to have to, I'm afraid. I was hoping we could do without it, but we will play it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah,
I'm really torturing you tonight, aren't I?
Well, you're not making me play the Dragoon thing, so let's see.
Yeah.
Wrong artist for that. That's interesting. Yeah, here we go. Okay, here it is, and apparently the Fifth Dimension covered it. I didn't know that, but here is the original. Here is the big number 111 of this week in 1976.
Oh, Diana Ross.
Absolutely. I see. She just sighs and you know it. Not sure what that says. Number two. Oh, God. It goes from bad to much worse. Number two, Silly Love Songs.
Yeah, this is one of the songs that makes me believe that Paul McCartney's engines often run on previous popularity. But McCartney and Wings.
Wings, yes, Wings, exactly. I was thinking you were going to say this is the song that makes me vomit. I always said, yeah, me too. All right, number three. Get up and boogie.
Get up and boogie. Quicksilver Convention Service? Yeah.
Well, you got silver right, so keep it. No. And Quicksilver Messenger Service.
Silvers?
No, not the Silvers and not Quicksilver Messenger Service. Yeah, they did it right after Dino's song, but hilarious. No, come on, you can do it. Silver is in the group name.
Quicksilver.
No. Oh, well, we determined it wasn't Quicksilver anything. But when you said Quicksilver, you got another word in there that would go with this.
Yeah, I'll kick myself when you tell me.
No, you've already said it. You've got silver and you've mentioned the second word, just not in context. Yeah. They were, of course, Get Up and Boogie was big enough, but I'll give you their big hit. Maybe that'll help. Yeah, or not.
Yeah.
And that would be Fly, Robin, Fly.
And I know who did both of them. I'm blanking on the name.
Oh, no, and you said it. All right, the Silver Convention.
Silver Convention?
Silver Convention. Silver Convention. Yeah. We'll give you half credit for that.
Okay, and I got it.
Well, you won't need it, I'm sure. We'll leave it right there, and we'll pick it up with another six horrible records coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio.
I told you I loved you, and I wasn't telling you a lie. But baby, you let me down when I bought all my bells back. Well, I brought my friends over, and they were all feeling fine. But then you served them straight whiskey, baby, when you should have served wine. We're drinking that wine.
Drinking that W-I-N-E wine.
Well,
you ought to been high 20 years ago. Drinking that wine.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. I mentioned one of the songs I played earlier. Probably Nip Sip took some inspiration. They might have taken some inspiration from this as well. And that was a good 4 years earlier, 1951, on the Fidelity label. And that would be Wine, W-I-N-E, Wine. All right, so who is that? Now we'll finish Mark and Aurora's charts. We're back. All right, and we left you,
yep,
I believe, we left you with the Silver Convention. So we'll move right over to...
And I was thinking of Quicksilver Messenger Service, Fresh Air.
Yeah, I knew you were thinking. That's what I said. I said it's not Quicksilver Messenger Service or anybody like that.
Yeah.
Convention,
yeah.
Yeah, can you even imagine Quicksilver Messenger Service doing Get Up and Boogie? All right.
No.
Yeah, right.
No.
Like I said, yes, right after Dino's song. All right, so now, number four, Misty Blue.
Oh, boy. You play that one.
Oh, do I have to? All right, it's not a bad song, actually, because I think it was on Malico, if I remember right. But let me look here for it. And I'm sure I put it on this computer because I actually kind of like it. Just got to play. Just got to know how to spell Misty. Okay, and then it'll come up. Amazing how that works. So, yes. Yes, exactly. All right, and I probably put it on.
Misty Blue.
Yeah, Misty Blue, female artist. And yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
And let's see if we can do this here. I'm not I'm not coming up with it. That's really, I got to look at it by the artist, I think, because the versions I'm coming up with, the same title, different song. All right, let's do it by the artist. Because I can't believe I don't have this. I do. Okay, good. I have redeemed myself. As I was saying, kind of like it. All right, so here it is. Well, maybe. Let's see.
Such a long, long time.
Well, I don't know.
Look like I get you.
Dorothy Moore. All right.
Okay, so, no, I definitely didn't know that one.
Yeah, number four. Number five, Happy Days. Yes, from the TV show.
Yeah, I know it's the name of a duo.
Yes, you're right.
But they're not coming to mind.
All right, that'll be Pratt and McLean.
Okay.
All right. Now, number six, Shannon.
Oh, boy, I'm not doing very well tonight.
Well, I thought it was a lousy year myself, but okay. But Shannon.
You want to play it?
I think it was one of the Beach Boys' dogs or something like that. God knows the record was a dog. Record was an absolute dog, but let's see if we can do this. And this is one of those times when I'm sorry the news isn't right here. All right, so let's see. All right, Shannon. All right, and yeah. All right, I'm sure I got it. I think I have it. You know, these are ones where it's like, exactly why did I put that on this computer? Because someone like you would have asked. All right, so here we go. And it's definitely, it's male vocal. It's definitely a medley of his hit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Another day's at end. Mama says she's tired.
Yeah, I recognize the song, but
on the Life Song label.
Yeah.
Name me a good song on Life Song, and you're doing better than me.
No.
Yes,
I'm
would be Henry Gross doing.
Oh yeah, I just heard that a few weeks ago on Casey. Well, too bad.
It wasn't that forgettable. All right, so you'll know the next one. Did you get three wrong yet? I don't know. Yeah, I guess you did. I think we're out of Dodge now. Yeah,
yeah.
All right. Well, good to talk to you. That's amazing. You normally ace these, so I would say never pick 1976 again.
Well, I might do better in the summer, but by the time we get to the summer, I'll be doing other things.
Well, you can pick any week. Wait a minute. It doesn't have to be the summer. You can pick any week you want. It doesn't have to be this week. You know that.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, all right. So, all right, we'll talk to you later.
I've just gone along with the present week so far.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, right. Yeah, but any week, any year, whatever you want, we'll do the top 10. And we do them from Billboard or we do them from Cashbox, just depending on how I feel at that moment. No rhyme or reason, except Cashbox usually was not quite as racist. But even so. All right, now we will. Oh, I'm saving Stan. Going to play another bumper. He'll know it too. I'm sure he knows all of them. And I'm sure you know none of them. Maybe he knows what they have in common. I think it's 50-50 on that. I think it's 100% he knows them all, but I think it's 50-50 that he got the theme. We'll find out. And we're going to do New York radio in the 1960s with Andy in Los Angeles next hour. We're going to do lyrics with Dave on the North Side in 1979. I already picked it out. Eric in Minneapolis, Lost in Space, and Beth in Racine. Oh, she's got some guesses on my trivia question. Don't forget my trivia question. 1970, only 17% of newly built single-family homes had this. Now, today, more than 50% have it. Have what? 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
For the rest of my life, I'll always love you. For the rest of my life, oh, I'll be true.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So there you go. That would be a 1959 on Class. Who is it? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Well, it's time to talk bumpers. And as I say, I knew that Stan would know them all. So Stan, let's get the magic twanger out here. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, hi, Raleigh.
Hi. Well, I expect you to know them all.
I know some of these.
Oh, I think you know them all. All right. What do you got?
Well, the first one was Crazy,
yes.
The flip side of Buzz, Buzz, Buzz.
Correct.
By the Hollywood Flames.
Absolutely, on the Ebb label, yes, 1957.
And second one, don't believe this, but I've got this record, the second one.
I do believe it.
Go and Get Some More.
Yeah.
By the Question Marks.
Yes.
Swing Time.
Yes, absolutely.
And the flip side is Another Soldier Gone.
Yes. Kind of a ballad, yes. I wasn't gonna play that. All right.
No, I like your side better.
Yeah, right.
The side you played, I like it better, yeah.
Okay,
but
next.
I think the other side was Push, though.
Oh, you're right. Absolutely, that was the A side.
Yeah. And then Wagon Wheels by the original Turks on Cash.
Yes, absolutely. Then.
And another one I've got. You Ain't Saying Nothing by the Satellites.
Yes.
Which is a flip of Heavenly Angel on
yes,
Class.
Yes, 1958, yes.
And the other one with on Decca, that kind of threw me.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at all the Dolphin labels and... That one I'm going to skip.
Right. It's not about the labels, but okay. Yeah, and that was kind of an outlier to me, too. But when I looked for the commonality, they swore it was there. So, you know, I don't know whether to agree or not.
Well, I'm a Fool. It's done by the Turks on
yes,
Money.
Yes, of course it is. And Wine?
Four Flames. Hollywood Four Flames or Four Flames on Fidelity.
Yep, 1951. And the thing I just played.
Well, that's a single artist, and
no, I'm not interested in the single artist. I'm interested in the group, because it's someone
the
and the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was a group. I didn't hear a group behind there, but...
Yeah, no, absolutely, there's a group behind it, but, yeah.
Yeah, and, maybe I wasn't listening.
And the artist,
but anyway,
you absolutely know.
I think all these groups here have similar or the same members in and out of different groups.
That's really close. Can you do better?
let's see. can I do better?
Yeah.
They all have the same members. Let's see. Now and then going in and out, same members. Rotated the same members.
Well, if we start with the Hollywood Flames, let's go from there.
Right. Gaynell Hodge and Bobby Day and David Ford.
You're close enough, actually, but actually everything I'm playing are basically the Hollywood Flames under different names,
yeah,
but same makeup, exactly. And
all the same group,
Yeah, they are, with different names.
Different members in and out. Yeah,
yeah, and actually not too many different members. I mean, you're right, Gaynell Hodge won in all of them, but when you start to get to Robert Byrd, Bobby Day, if you will, or Earl Nelson, well, you're getting into there in every one of these, you know, pretty much.
Yeah.
And and the one you didn't know, I'll tell you, because no one else is going to know either, the Decca record, that was the Tangiers doing Remember Me. And
that was a nice song. There's a Tangiers on Class, I think I have.
Well, probably the exact same group, because if it's on Class, you know it's the same people. But this one came out on Decca, and yeah, I've got three more. The next one has that Japanese title, and I'll try to pronounce it, and if Nieto is listening, he'll tell me if I'm right or not, but it's like Gomen Nasai. And if you've never heard it, it's coming up. And
I'm going to try it, yeah. Yeah, I'll try to hear it out.
Yeah, Goldman.
I might have it on an album.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be surprised. Or some of those CDs that have everything. These are 45s, but I'm sure, and in a couple cases, 78s. But I'm sure that this stuff is all on CD now. There's just no way it's not.
Okay, and I was going to tell you, I could help Gary out on some Detroit radio.
Oh, good. Well, then
I grew up with it.
Good. No, seriously, I'm going to open the show talking about Detroit radio, and I want you to call because you will help me out too. Because I wasn't there, not often, in and out, but you were flat out there. So you're going to remember a lot more than me.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Good. Okay. Bye. All right.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
It'll be fun. Yeah, some of them for less than a year. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. So that will be fun. So that's it. They're all the Hollywood Flames under different names. You knew that. No, you didn't, but Stan did. All right, so that's it. And we say goodbye to Stan, and who we add to his stash because he knows this stuff. And I think the other night we actually played like all 60s or whatever, and I thought, we got to get Stan back to his doo-wop here. Yeah. All right. So Andy in Los Angeles is back with us on WGN Radio.
Good evening.
How are you?
All right. How are you?
I can't complain. And I thought of a question for you. I thought about this earlier in the week, and I thought, oh, man, this is the question.
Oh, then it's going to be hard. But go ahead.
No, it's actually not. For a big radio fan, it will not be. You remember when WABC went top 40, Mike Joseph Consulting, and you remember probably that there were two shows that they couldn't get rid of for a while. And one of them, of course, was
Don McNeil.
That's right. I was going to say, one of them is Don McNeil's Breakfast Club. What was the other one?
Well, there was a newscast, too.
But forget about that. It was a whole show.
Forget about the newscast?
Yeah, whole show.
A whole show.
Yeah.
And it was weekly or was it?
No, it was nightly. It was like the Breakfast Club. They were stuck with it.
I probably do know that.
Yeah, you should.
Good
and
question.
This is actually a show. It was brokered. Guy bought the time. But it had been on WMGM. Opposite Barry Gray on WMCA in the latter 50s.
Uh-huh.
It had been at a couple others as well, but...
It Happens Exchange, it wasn't, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I wasn't sure if they were on if they were on NBC or not. But
no, they were actually Exchange. Midnight to 2 on MGM, and then they went to WABC, and they were stuck with them. And when they came, he was on INS before that. When Rosen, and you know who the host is, right? You know it's the Happiness Exchange.
Joe Rosenfeld.
When he bought the time on WINS, that's when Rick Sklar was in their promotions department in 1954. But, of course, when WABC started, Rick Sklar was not the PD. That's why it sounded good. All right, who said that?
Right.
All right, so anyway, yeah, but that was it. Yes, Joe Rosenfeld's Happiness Exchange.
Yeah, I remember that show.
Yeah, and God knows.
I never quite understand it.
Yeah, well, it was one of those desperate and dateless things. You got people together and that kind of stuff. And
they asked for, like, charity for people?
All of that, yes. It was somewhere between desperate and dateless and Queen for a Day. And there's actually air checks of this thing, and you can find, and there's a theme song and everything. Oh my God.
I read somewhere, and I could be wrong, but I think I read somewhere he was in prison or something later on.
I think so too. Yes.
I read about that.
Yeah. He's a guy who's buying the time. What do you expect as far as that?
Yeah.
And it was so funny because he was big Joe Rosenfeld, and he wasn't big at all. He was about five feet tall with lifts. You know, he's a very short
guy. And he was on the whole network or just WABC?
No, just WABC. And the problem is that he was originally in New Orleans on WNOE, but when he would buy the time, like I say, on INS and then on MGM and then on ABC, that was a contract that ran through 1961. And then when he, obviously, the minute they could get rid of him, they did. And then he went to HBI in Newark. But it was, I'll never forget Mike Joseph. I love him and he's long gone, but in any event, man, he was fit to be tied. There's got to be a way to get rid of this guy.
The same thing with McNeil. They couldn't get rid of him.
Well, yeah, but that was network. He knew that going in. You know, LS had the same problem. And of course, as you know, ABC is credited for the first all talk stations, but in LA and San Francisco. But that's only because they not only had to do the ABC radio networks, but they also had to do, remember, they had bought the Intermountain Network and they called it ABC West. They had to do those too. Uh-huh. And so more music would have been about 8 minutes of music an hour. So they decided they just fill with talk. And so they weren't geniuses of talk radio. They just were pragmatic. Right. People would call into Rosenfeld with, you know, bleeding ulcers on the air, you know.
I remember that. I remember that.
And he had regulars.
I had a question for you.
Yes.
If you don't mind.
Yes.
Yeah. And I know your book is on your website.
There's a link to it.
Any audio version of it?
No. And you know what? It's because I'm not good at that. I wish that I was. Right. I sat down to try to read it once and I realized the voiceover community is safe from me. And so I didn't try.
It really sounds like a good book and I have, you know, trouble reading. So
do you have anything like Windows Eyes or something that'll read it for you?
I don't know how to use that stuff because I'm not blind. It's just that I have very poor sight.
Yeah, so I know. Well,
I sometimes can read, but that's
you might want to consider some of the freebies that will read for you because you know even though you can read and you don't want to read, let something read for you.
Do you have something you recommend, a particular software you recommend?
You know, I would leave that to everybody else because I don't have to use it. But tomorrow night, I'll ask. I know Gary will be calling, and he's got choices. I know Fran has choices and a lot of others. So let's kind of get a consensus to what's in. Because the big thing is not only is it good, but is it also easy to install and use, you know? What kind of computer do you have?
Because I do listen to books on tape. I have. I use my phone, my PC, Android.
Okay.
So I listen to books on the line, so I could do it. It's
so
just,
Android or Windows is what you need, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I have Android, yeah.
Okay, Android for the phone, yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
Okay, we'll look for it, yeah.
All right.
Well, glad
I won again.
Yes, you absolutely did, so hang on. Don't go away. We'll add to your stash.
Thank you.
Eventually you get it. Don't go away.
All right, bye.
Yeah, always good to talk to Andy. Yes, Joe Rosenfeld's Happiness Exchange, and I know there are air checks of that online, and I would strongly advise you to check it out because it's a laugh a minute. And you thought the nightcaps were something. You haven't lived. And yes, I remember about Rosenfeld too. I'm trying to think of what it was, but he was just like, he wasn't big. He was not necessarily the most respected of all of all broadcasters. All right, so we're going to do lyrics with Dave in the North Side here in a moment. Robert in LaGrange has some requests and some guesses. Ruth has some guesses. Beth has some guesses. We're going to get some guesses. All right, we can do that actually right after the next Bumper Stumper, which is coming up right after this on WGN Radio.
I am so sorry, go man aside. I am so sorry I made you cry. Won't you forgive me, dear? Go man aside. Nights have been lonely, my days are blue, because I made a fool of you. Won't you forgive me, dear? My butterfly heart has brought you pain. Won't you forgive? Won't you forget? Let's be sweethearts again. Go, man, aside. Night would be heaven, love fill my day. If you believe me when I say I love you, go man outside. My butterfly heart has brought you pain. Won't you forgive? Won't you forget? Let's be sweethearts again. Go man outside. life would be heaven, love filled my days. If you believe me when I say I love you, go man aside.
Go man aside.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. I don't know. There was a picture and all that, but yes, go man aside, whatever that is. And I'm sure Naoto might know. Well, if it's Japanese, maybe it's not. I defer to first-time callers, and Al is exactly that. And he is in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, good morning, good evening.
Thanks for calling.
So I have a suggestion or an answer, proposed answer for your question about what's built with houses now versus before.
Yes, 17% in 1970, over 50% now.
So my first question, my first answer would be a skylight.
Next.
On-demand water heater.
No. Yeah, tankless water heaters. They really are nice. Nope. You don't see enough of them.
Backup generator.
Nope. And we need more of those, too.
Oh, okay. Those are my best answers.
Those are all wonderful answers. None of them are right, but they're great answers.
Okay, thank you.
Call me again sometime. Thank you.
You all bet. Right, okay,
so,
bye.
Good to meet Al. All right. So, yes, yes, indeed. I'm trying to think about, I said I couldn't give you any hints. I'm trying to think about a hint that maybe I can give you. And actually, that would be that it's over 50% now, but I think the number was actually a little higher a few years ago. So if anything, it's gone down a little, but still 17% in 1970 and over half now, and maybe a little more than that fairly recently. All right, so I don't know if that's a hint or not. You, I hesitate to give you hints because usually I send you down the path of no return. Eric in Minneapolis, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, hi, Raleigh. I'm just going to add some idle speculation once again. And yeah, I heard you speaking about Desperate and Dateless. I thought, wow, there's the title for my new autobiography.
No, that's what they used to call those matchup shows. But by the way, I'm glad you brought it up again because I looked up Joe Rosenfeld and I too thought he had a shady past, but apparently there is no evidence he ever was in prison or even arrested. All right, so Big Joe or Little Joe, depending, was not arrested. All right.
Hey, I saw in my episodes of Charlie's Angels today, they are doing the double back-to-back episodes from Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And they had Dean Martin on there, was on that episode, showing his acting chops.
Good.
And they also had a guy named Scatman Crothers.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. Big name.
Yeah. You know the Scatman.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's a very well-known person.
Yeah, that guy was involved in a lot of stuff. Like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He keeps popping up on different episodes of shows.
Well, yeah, like a Chico and the Man, he played the garbage man, things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, well, but you know, he was born like in 1910. And so, hang on a minute. I guess it's time for the news. Stay right where you are.
Okay.
We'll pick it
I'm
up right
on.
After this on WGN Radio.
A sweet little kiss when we embrace. A pretty little smile that's always on your face. Some cute little shoes to make your feet look neat. Some pretty little dancing steps on your little feet. And that's all.
That's all.
Well, that's all.
That's all
I want.
That's all I want.
FIFA for
a pretty little wiggle, baby, when you walk. A pretty little giggle, baby, when you talk. A pretty little wrinkle, baby, in your smile. A pretty little twinkle, baby, in your eye. And that's all, well, that's all. All I want. Well, a pretty little dress to make you show your size. A cute little smirk that's rid of all of the guys. Some pretty little words that say that I'm your man. My pretty little wedding ring on your left hand.
That's all.
Well, a pretty little
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Final half hour of Monday Night Trivia. And, yeah, I'll give you our question. It will become our straggler if you don't get it in the next 20 minutes or so. In 1970, only 17% of newly built single-family homes had this. Today, over half. Had what? All right, we get another first-time caller who we always defer to, and that would be Jerry, who is a first-time caller in Glenview. So we'll put Eric on hold. We'll get back to him, and we'll welcome Jerry. So, Jerry, thanks for calling WGN.
Hi. I have a couple of answers.
Okay.
One would be a sump pump.
Nope.
How about a microwave?
Nope.
Wow.
Nice guesses, but no.
Two-car garage.
Nope.
A sun deck on your house.
Nope.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know. I would say a second bathroom in your home.
Nope. But think about it, because it'll probably be our straggler, and you can call us back next week with more guesses.
Okay. I will think about it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Nice talking to you. Love
Likewise.
Your show.
Appreciate it. Good to have you calling. Thanks. All right. So how nice. And hopefully we will hear from Jerry again. Now, we go back to Eric. We're talking about Scatman Crothers, yes, who did all, including voice acting on the Globetrotters and much more. So are you still with us, Eric? I'm listening to myself. That is not good. So I'll just put Eric on hold because I know what I sound like, and he'll figure out how to turn off his radio. And I'll talk to Beth and Racine. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Beth, you still with us, Beth? No, Beth left the room. Well, I appreciate you trying, though. Now, let's see what we have with Robert in LaGrange. All right, Robert, what's up?
Okay. I guess for the question of the week, I just woke up when I heard it, so I'm not sure. Would that be central air conditioning?
No. What else you got?
No. Okay, that's it. Except I got a couple of requests.
Of course you do. All right, so.
Yeah. Okay. Searching by the Coasters.
All right.
Okay, and you'll have to help me with the artist on this one. I found Love on a Two-Way Street.
And Lost It on a Lonely Highway, The Moments. Love on a Two-Way Street.
Right.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Okay, that's it for the request. Then.
All right. All right. So I am writing this down,
good.
And we will do that this week, I promise. All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks, Raleigh.
Good deal. So, 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And let's see, what are we trying to do? So, Eric, now we'll see if Eric has reconnected to me. Are you there, Eric? No, we lost Eric entirely. All right, he was listening to me, and then he's listening to the radio, and that doesn't work. So, Ruth and Gurney is going to take some guesses. Ruth, what do you think?
Raleigh, solar panels?
Nope. What else?
On the roof?
Nope.
Garbage disposal?
Nope.
Outdoor fireplace?
Nope.
Thermal windows?
Nope.
Storm door?
Nope.
Cast iron stove?
Nope.
Parquet flooring?
Nope.
Let's see. Guest room?
Nope.
Fountain?
No.
Okay. A side-by-side refrigerator?
Nope.
All right. I guess that's it.
All right. Well, call me back next week. I appreciate it. All right. And who knows? Somebody might come up with it. But yeah, nobody's been close yet. Not at all. All right. So let's see what Annette in Carroll Stream has to say for her bad self. Welcome back to WGN, Annette.
Thank you. I think people have guessed most of the things I was going to guess. How about an attached garage?
No.
No. A swimming pool in the backyard?
Nope.
No. A second or third story to the house?
Ah, now we've got something. You're absolutely right. It's a second story.
Really?
Yes, it is. 17% of the houses built in 1970 had a second floor, and today it's 52%. But as I said, I think that 52 is actually a little lower than it was 5-10 years ago. So, but even so, yes, a second floor, right? Only 17% had one. So you are a winner. Now, of course, the prize is worthless. Cool. It takes forever to get it. So you mostly did it for the fun of it. But eventually you get you get something nice. You get, I love the certificate. They're fun. The rest of the stuff you get like a CD or a DVD or a 45 RPM or a tabloid, something utterly useless. But hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Good deal. So, I just want to make sure that nobody is excited about these prizes, because there is utterly nothing exciting about these prizes, except, you know, the certificate's fun. And maybe I'll even find a way to add new wording. All right, so Naoto called back. All right, so was it Japanese?
Yeah, it was Japanese, and you pronounced it correctly. So, you know, but I haven't heard the song before.
Well, what does it mean?
It's like, I'm sorry, basically.
Oh,
you know.
All right. Well, good. Yeah. Well, no one in their right mind. No one in their right mind probably should hear it. It's on the label. It says it's by the Jets from 1953, and it was on the 7-Eleven 7-Eleven label. But so it was a 78 RPM. You know, shellac. But it actually was the Hollywood Flames.
I have to, you know this song. To my friends, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I found it very interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so
good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling back, Naoto. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Good deal. So how about that? And that's the Jets. Now, let's see. I got another question, but, you know, it's so late in the game that I may hang it up until next week. Well, we have a question afresh. So as far as that goes, I've got one more bumper stumper. And by the way, since basically no one other than Stan would get any of those, the last one was the Satellites, Bobby Day and the Satellites. Yeah. And we also did the Satellites, You Ain't Saying Nothing, but Bobby Day. And of course, that was on Class 1959. So the next one, and you won't get this either. But, well, I don't know. I shouldn't second guess you. Maybe you will. It's our final, and it comes up right after this on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who are they? There you have it. That'll be your last bumper. All right, so let's see what we're doing here in the waning moments. Eric did call back. We'll see if he is there. So, Eric, have you returned?
Yes, I'm here. And right. I'm telling you, Raleigh, if I didn't have bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all. Because that was going to be my second guess. In fact, I was saying it when you came back to me before, but you couldn't hear me, but I couldn't hear you, and just for a moment, and then everything went into cyberspace, and it was like, poof, it was gone. And then, but I was going to guess a guest room,
yeah,
or like a guest house, like a
an O.J. Simpson kind of thing with, you know, like...
can you imagine, like, come on, can you imagine 52% of homes being built with that?
Well, like a little guest room or guest house.
Yeah,
like,
no.
What was the guy, what was the guy that was living in that in O.J.'s...
Cato Kalin.
Cato Kalin, yeah, Cato Kalin. Yeah. Like a little Cato guest house.
Yeah.
I was going to get that, and then my second one was going to be an extra upstairs or like a second level, because I was thinking, because you were telling about the time differences and everything, I thought, you know, a lot more kids from families are not leaving the nest. And so they're kind of like have an extra space, or they're bringing in like grandparents to live with the parents and stuff like that kind of thing. So they need extra room. So I had real logic going on there.
Well, all right. Well, thank God the prizes are worthless, so you didn't miss out on anything. Now,
I've got more than I could that I can use probably in prizes by the time they show up.
Yeah, but right. And you won't want any of them. But all right,
it'll be a shrine to your show.
Oh, great! So now we want to do a Lost in Space trivia, right?
The original TV series, yep, from the 60s.
Who played the voice of the robot?
Oh, God, you're going to stump me already.
He did the. Did the opening narration.
Yeah. I've seen his name. I have no way I can recall it right now.
Very famous voice actor for people who like, you know, voiceovers. He was big in voiceover community.
Yeah. See, I'm not as well versed in that show. I watch it, but that is like a little, I mean, that's a kind of a basic thing. Like I said, I have a book about the show, but I can't think of his name. Because I thought you were going to ask me the name of somebody like one of the characters, what's their real name, you know, that played the character.
Yeah.
And I was trying to like frame it in my mind and kind of compartmentalize, because I was trying to predict, like, what's she going to come out of the box with? But no, you got me on that one. I can't think of it. I mean, if I heard the name, I might not even remember
it. His name was Dick Tufeld.
No, I wouldn't have remembered it.
Yeah, T-U-F-E-L-D.
I'm not even sure I knew that.
Yeah, well, very famous voice. Did a lot of commercial work.
What else? What other kind of examples did he do?
Like, well, he played a robot in the Simpsons as well. But he was in a number of things on the air. But as I say, his big thing, as far as I'm concerned, was the vast amount of television commercials and voiceover work. He was the opening narrator for Spider-Woman, that television show, and he 13 episodes as the opening narrator for the Fantastic Four. You know, he was the announcer for the Julie Andrews show, the announcer for Peyton Place. In fact, for Peyton Place, that was over 500 episodes. So I played a robot in a lot of places. But as I say, it's the stuff you would never know because of it's not a television show, the commercial stuff that this guy made a hell of a living doing voiceover. I had friends who would audition against him, and very often Dick would wind up with the role.
Was he actually in the robot? Costume?
No, he's just a voice.
Okay, but wasn't there somebody actually in the robot costume?
Don't mistake me for someone who owns a television. All right. So the only reason I own a television now is I don't. There are many in the house. They're John's. I'm not a TV person. I'm all audio.
Well, let me ask you this, and even though it's kind of TV, but not really TV. But so on that Charlie's Angels, you know, their cars. They had some cars that I really liked, even though they were kind of like considered kind of like girls type of cars. I actually liked, they had the Ford. You remember the Ford Mustang II?
Yeah, well, yeah, the Cobra II.
Cobra, Cobra.
Yeah.
And then their other car, believe it or not, was a hatchback orange and white Pinto.
There was also a Gia, a Mustang Gia. But that Pinto, it was a runabout. So I've seen the stills.
Yeah, it was a hatchback. It was like orange bottom, white on top.
Yeah, it was It was an orange car, absolutely. And the model was called the Pinto Runabout.
Runabout, okay, yeah. And that was one. The thing about the Pinto, wasn't that the one that had the the dangerous if you got hit in the rear?
No. That you're talking about dangerous at any speed. That was actually the Corvair, the Chevy Corvair, dangerous at any speed. That's what guy made his name for that.
I remember the Corvair, but I thought there was some big incident in the 70s on recall for the Pinto, because it got, if you got somebody hit you from behind, you know, the gas tank location, and it, you know, they were having fire.
Yeah, that was true for the Corvair as well. Nader, Ralph Nader, made his name on unsafe at any speed. But let's see. I'll look it up. Sound, if the gas tank was in the rear, there are problems. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think there was some big issues, like, you know, that they got recalled.
Okay, 1978, 1.5 million Pintos, design flaw where the rear-mounted gas tank was susceptible to rupturing and catching fire during a rear-end collision. So they resolved it by installing a protective steel shield and reinforced components. Yeah, sell the car. The problem is that car was rushed to market. You know, you started to have, we're talking in the latter 70s, you started to have a lot of really small, really cheap foreign imports. And so to maximize the trunk space, they thought, well, let's just put it behind the rear axle. And that left little space between the tank and the rear bumper, obviously. And so crash tests, more than real world situations, showed the problem. The problem was that the impact could be 20 miles an hour or less, and it would still catch on fire because the tank would rupture and the filter neck would break off, and that was it. So it became, if you're going to law school, it comes up in business ethics classes and stuff, because there's product liability, because Ford engineers knew it beforehand, and there was a cost-benefit analysis, and they discovered it would have cost $11 per car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, not a whole lot. So anyway, that was the deal, mounting public pressure and then the thing. So that was it.
Well, Scatman in the episode today had a black and white tuxedo cat that was, he was carrying around in the casino and all around and everything. And it reminded me of my tuxedo cat and everything. Yeah. And he was really, the cat was just acting so well.
Yeah, good. I'm sure Scatman was as well, who was in literally hundreds of things. And, I always liked him. Okay, we will talk to you later.
All right. If you can find a song by him, play that.
All right. It's very different. And, okay, I will. I'll look for something that I like. Don't go away. Do go away. Good. But I'll do this week, I promise. Let me write that down, Scatman Crothers. All right. That really put me, played Rosie in, it was a made-for-TV movie that I think Vegas was based on later, and it was High Roller, and I saw clips of that once and thought he did a really nice job. Dave on the north side wants his lyrics. All right, Dave, we have a few minutes for you. How are you?
I'm okay.
All right, good deal. So you will get this. She had a place in his life. He never made her think twice. As he rises to her apology, anybody else would surely know.
I recognize that line a little bit. Any chance I can hear him singing it?
Well, Michael McDonald singing lead. Actually, on the original record, it was an album cut by Kenny Loggins, but that was a year earlier. But the hit, Michael McDonald is singing lead. It was a great record. I thought, anyway, that was my humble opinion of it. But let's see if I can. Oh, I'm getting the beach ball of death. I know I've got to replace this computer, and I'm probably really flirting with danger not doing that like immediately. One night on the air, it's just going to completely implode, and that'll be it. But I'm trying to. The answer is maybe not. Not on this computer, not tonight. Sorry about that. So, yes. No wise man has the power to reason away what seems to be. Yes, I'll give you the opening line, and that should give it to you. He came from somewhere back in her long ago. The sentimental fool don't see, trying hard to recreate what has yet to be created.
I know this tune, I just can't think of the name of it.
Oh, man, and an absolute, What a Fool Believes is by the Doobie Brothers. What a Fool Believes.
I thought it sounded familiar.
Okay, thanks. I'm moving along. All right, and I have literally 20 seconds. I haven't really tried to do this in 20 seconds, but I'm going to right now because Alex has been hanging on, and he wants British literature. So, Alex, are you there, and are you ready?
I am here.
In The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, what was the name of the group of kids that Sherlock used for information?
Oh, one more time.
In The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, what was the name of the group of kids that Sherlock used for information?
Oh, hell. I don't know.
Group of street kids was known as the Baker Street Irregulars. Talk to you next week.
Oh, man. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, and that closes the show. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. Above all, I thank you for calling. Let's do it 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.
Fast Fugitive Fall, plus The Honey Plot and Food Flight. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News, real stories, real fun. Most Wanted Reckoning. Florida flight finally falters as one of the FBI's most wanted women accused in a 2020 fatal parking lot shooting sees a years-long run from a deadly dispute fold under a flood of fresh tips, with feds following a state-to-state trail that suddenly stops with a roadside pullover and a calm, clean capture. Reward-raised whispers turned torrential as the chase collapsed in a single stop and a long, lawless run finally ran out of road, proving even a million-dollar manhunt can end in a moment of misstep. Hokey the Bear. Some days you get the bear, some days the bear gets you screwed. Some insurance ninnies thought faux fur fraud would be the ticket to sleazy money, California contends. A dopey damage claim featuring videos of some schmo dressed up in a bear costume pretending to paw away at the inside of some fancy cars has trapped the suspects in double identity. An expert poo-pooed the ploy, bogeying the bugbear and his buds, pleading no contest and abandoning any claim they're smarter than the average bear. Fangover Depart Chew. Ain't that a kick in the spread? Drools rush in as the MGM Grand Buffet declares last call on the law you can eat, load 'em up, live in large, large class lineup. Times have changed and waistlines too as flabulous Las Vegas tightens belts, with only a half dozen of the smorgasgorges still hanging on. Young people don't seem to lust for the tubby troughs these days as fascination with the fat pack fad fades. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.